Welcome, everyone, to Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Today, I am pleased to introduce here a distinguished panel to celebrate a very significant milestone within our sport. This weekend, NASCAR and its partners Growth Energy and the National Corn Growers Association will celebrate surpassing 6 million miles of competitive racing on Sunoco Green E15, a race fuel blended with 15% American ethanol. Now, in 2011, NASCAR and American Ethanol partnered to bring E15 to the sport. And since the beginning of the 2011 season, Sunoco Green E15 has fueled every car and every truck in each of NASCAR's National Race Series. The introduction of Sunoco Green E15 has been a pivotal part of the NASCAR Green Initiative, and it has successfully increased horsepower and decreased emissions across our sport. Now, here to talk about this upcoming milestone is Richard Childress, Chairman and CEO of Richard Childress Racing, Ken Parent, who is the Director of Biofuels at the Indiana Corn Marketing Council, and Tom Bias, the CEO at Growth Energy. Mr. Childress, would you mind leading us off here?
Sure. Good morning, everyone. This is going to be a great weekend. We're going to surpass 6 million miles with American ethanol, E15 blend, and their Sunoco fuel. I can think back to the history of the sport. It tells you kind of how old I am. I remember when we were running the high-octane leaded fuels. I remember when we went to a lower-octane leaded fuel. Then we went to unleaded fuels. And then when we were asked to start testing our different ethanol blends, we tested ethanol blends all the way up to E30. And we didn't see a problem with it. Actually, my opinion and our opinion from our engine shop is the E30 really had a lot of performance. In the end of the day, it's going to be better for our environment. And it's we tore our engines down. They looked clean. They were better. And as of today, there's not been one issue, 6 million miles. And we put these engines through the toughest test you could put them at, running 95, 9600 RPMs straight for 3, 4, 5 hours of racing. So it's a fuel, and it's a fuel that we need for this country because of the emissions. We need it because we don't have to depend on foreign oils. There's so many great things, the jobs it creates in America, all of these are great things. And for us, NASCAR and RCR, to be involved in what's going to be great for this country in the future, it gives me a lot of pride.
Great. Ken, could you talk a little bit about it?
Sure. Good morning. When people think of Indiana, there's two things that they think about, racing and corn. So it's appropriate that we meet here today to talk about American ethanol, made with corn grown here in Indiana and used here this weekend on one of the most famous racetracks in the world. I'm going to let Tom speak more about the milestone we are celebrating this weekend and the great partnership between corn farmers, ethanol producers, and NASCAR. First, I want to speak about the impact that the ethanol industry has here in our great state of Indiana. In the last 7 years, Indiana has become a leader in the ethanol industry, in ethanol production, and is currently the sixth largest producer of ethanol in the country, with 12 producing ethanol plants that have the capacity to produce more than 1 billion gallons annually. Indiana corn farmers realize the value that the ethanol industry brings to our farms because it gives farmers more in-state markets for their corn, as well as increases in the demand for corn. They also recognize that the ethanol industry has a great impact on the local communities that are located in the state and on the state's economy. To highlight the contributions of ethanol, the Indiana Corn Marketing Council, the State Corn Checkoff, recently commissioned a study to demonstrate how Indiana's ethanol industry continues to be a driving force in the Hoosier economy. I won't bore you with a lot of numbers, but let me share just a few from the study. Every direct job in ethanol production supports 6 additional Indiana jobs. This means Indiana's ethanol industry supported more than 4,100 full-time jobs in 2013. The ethanol industry in Indiana also generated labor income of $232 million and contributed more than $500 million to the state's bottom line. Those are pretty impressive numbers, and much of that impact is seen in rural Indiana, where economic development opportunities are sometimes few and far between. Before I wrap up, I do want to recognize Steve Pittman, who represents the Indiana Ethanol Producers Association, and thank him for being here with us today. So to close, the commitment by NASCAR, Richard Childress Racing, and American Ethanol means a lot to the Indiana Corn Marketing Council and to Indiana corn farmers and ethanol producers, and to racing fans everywhere who support our cause. Thank you for your time, and now I'd like to introduce Tom Bias, CEO of Growth Energy.
Thank you, Ken, and thank you, Richard. But I also want to thank NASCAR for moving to Sunoco Green E15 as part of their green initiative. I think both Richard and Ken have highlighted a lot of the real positive benefits of doing it. It's ethanol is a homegrown fuel produced here in Indiana and a number of the states around the country. Growth Energy, we have 85 ethanol producing plants nationwide. Collectively, we're 10% of our nation's fuel supply. And one of the reasons we wanted to partner with NASCAR and these great teams like Richard's is because NASCAR validates what a great performance fuel it is. And, you know, I think as you hear and meet with the teams and talk to the owners, they got increased horsepower. They got higher performance. As Richard said, it's cleaner. And it's especially important, or a special moment for me, to be back home in Indiana to celebrate the 6 million miles at this hallowed speedway here and, at the Brickyard. We have tested this fuel. It's been put under the toughest conditions here at NASCAR. This is the fourth year of the partnership. The federal government's tested the fuel. They've put 6 million miles of testing on it. And we've got real-world experience with consumers out there that have put almost 10 times that amount on it without any problems. It's a great fuel. We're proud to be here, proud to partner with NASCAR and Richard, our friends in the corn industry, and be glad to open it up for any questions or comments that you might have.
Thanks, Tom. We really appreciate that your partnership with Growth Energy. Now, if you have any questions for the panel, please raise your hand, and we'll get a wireless mic to you. Do we have any questions for the panel? Right up here at the front.
Richard, when you started looking at this, was there kind of a stigma in your mind or some kind of hesitation because everybody had worked with regular fuel for so long?
Each time that we change fuels, there's always a question, how's it going to affect the performance? The durability is always a big thing. Going back, like I said earlier, from the highest octane fuel to lower to unleaded, and then testing the E15 blend, we tested several different blends, and we went with the E15. But everyone was a little questionable about going from leaded fuels to unleaded fuels, no different than there was questions about this. But just as soon as we ran it on our dynos, we seen an increase in performance. The engines looked much better. And as all of us know here today, what the future of this country is, we have to have a more better environment, and there's nothing better. The other thing about ethanol, it's the best, cleanest octane booster that you could put in an engine today. And for the future of America, we have these new laws that's going to come out. Tom could probably mention a little more about that. I think it's in 25. I think we've got to get 55 miles a gallon. And the way you're going to be able to do that is have a much higher octane booster. And nothing is better than corn ethanol to put in these engines to get the boost that we need. So I see a great future for ethanol, for the economics of this country and the environment.
Yeah, what Richard was referring to is the new CAFE standards, the average fuel economy that auto manufacturers have to meet by 2025 is double what it is today. And there's two reasons for it. One is fuel efficiency. The other is greenhouse gas emissions reductions. And as they move forward to both cut weight and get that mileage, the low-hanging fruit is higher octane going into higher compression engines that are turbocharged or direct injection. And to do that, you have to have a higher octane blend of fuel. The cheapest octane source in the world is ethanol. The cleanest octane source is ethanol. It doesn't have the aromatics that are harmful to the health, and we know we can produce it. And as they develop these cars in the future, we want to be a part of it, and we certainly think it could be successful. And there's one other point that Richard hit on that's really important. If you stop and think, what we're really doing in this nation is we're creating a renewable fuel that reduces our dependence on foreign oil, increases jobs that can't be outsourced right here in the United States, cleans the air, and provides consumers with a lower price, better performing fuel.
Great. We're going to go back to Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny Bruce with NASCAR.com. For Tom and you guys both just kind of touched on this, but what kind of changes are you looking at? You know, we're talking about passenger cars there, but for the racing community, how will that impact racing as far as do you see any additional changes in the fuel makeup in the coming years?
I can't speak for NASCAR.
No, I definitely wouldn't speak for NASCAR. Ken, I think as you've been around for several years, you've seen the evolution of fuels. I think we'll see a higher blend of ethanol, corn ethanol, put in our racing engines. It's just a no-brainer today. I testified at the Senate here a few months ago, and to tell those senators some of them didn't understand how important this is to America, it gave me a lot of pride to sit there and explain to them the future of this country and all the jobs and what it does for the environment. I could go on and on about some of the octane boosters that we've run in fuels in the past and what it does to our environment. I think you'll see a higher blend. It may be 3 years or it's no telling, but I think it needs to be sooner than later.
Do we have any more questions for our distinguished panel? Gentlemen, thank you again for participating today, but again, helping NASCAR reach 6 million miles on Sunoco Green E15. Thank you again.
Thanks, man.